This is Greg Morali with your Alpi Radio News for the week of December 17th, 2017. The president of Ghana said he believes the country will legalize homosexuality in time as public support grows. Nana Addo-Dufo became the president in January, and during an interview with Al Jazeera last month, he was asked about the situation for LGBTQ people in this African country. Homosexual acts are still illegal in Ghana and can result in up to 3 years of imprisonment for those found guilty. President Addo said, quote, "I think there's something that's bound to happen, these social-cultural issues, if you like. I don't believe that in Ghana, so far, a sufficiently strong coalition has emerged, which is having that impact on public opinion that will say, change it. Then we will have a new paradigm in Ghana." He continued, noting that he lived in England as a young boy when there were harsh laws against the LGBTQ community in that country. He gave credit to advocates and activists who worked to bring change to the law and said he believed the same would occur in his own country. And here in the U.S., a third federal court has ruled against the Trump administration's attempt to ban transgender people from joining the U.S. military. District Judge Marsha Peckman in Washington State agreed with the District of Columbia and Maryland courts, stating the policy should revert to the status quo prior to the ban, meaning trans people can begin enlisting openly with the start of the new year. The judge wrote, quote, "Because defendants have failed to demonstrate that the policy prohibiting transgender individuals from serving openly is substantially related to important government interests, it does not survive immediate scrutiny," end quote. Judge Peckman stated that the ban likely violates equal protection and due process rights, as well as First Amendment rights. She wrote, quote, "The policy penalizes transgender service members, but not others, for disclosing their gender identity, and is therefore a content-based restriction," end quote. The judge also said the ban harmed Washington State, making it more difficult to recruit and retain personnel for the Washington National Guard while being forced to uphold the discriminatory policy. The judge said, "There is no valid reason to deny transgender people the right to serve their country," end quote. And in Palm Springs, the country's first all-LGBT city council was sworn in this week. The history-making council's newest members, Lisa Middleton, the first transgender person elected to a non-judicial office in California, and Christy Holstedge, an attorney who identifies as bisexual, were sworn in last Wednesday night at a city council meeting. Middleton and Holstedge now replaced Jenny Fout and Chris Mills, who announced earlier this year they would not seek re-election. The two newest council members won last month's election handily, with Middleton receiving 30.9% of the vote and Holstedge receiving 30.8%. For a calendar of LGBT events happening here in the North Bay, go to gaysonoma.com. And for all the LGBT news headlines we're following, go to our website at outbeatnews.com. For Outbeat Radio News, I'm Greg Moralia.